The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're in the last hour.
Time flies by.
It does. It flies by when you're fielding all these messages back. Yeah, I told you, Paula sent back. Of course, she's thrown Harold to the curb now because Harold has a significant young lady in his life. So her response was, what's this Parker guy look like?
So, I mean, that's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. It's so, okay, Paula, don't sound too desperate out there. You know, anyway. We'll try and get a picture of Parker and we'll put it up on the webpage for future use.
So she only likes pilots, is that it?
She's really a pilot? No. She's just a listener. But I mean, think about it, AJ. I mean, pilots. I mean, if you were a woman, I mean, that's just like next to you know, someone in high political elected office.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Pilots. And then when you talk about just being plane pilots, you know, like Matt. Mm-hmm. Matt's out there listening. He's a buddy of mine. He's a plane pilot. I mean, just who wants to be just a plane pilot? I mean, when you're talking about a helicopter pilot, you're talking about basically gods on earth.
Well, truly. I guess you know, it's not unknown in these parts. Of course, we have a Navy aviation, et cetera, and there's a lot of young women have been known to be attracted to military pilots.
Yes.
So
there you go.
Not an
as well, they should be gods on earth. Anyway, as I will probably get the ire of Woody somewhere out in Orange Park wanting to chime in about Air Force pilots as he's sitting there on date night with his lovely wife, Cindy. We have such a great opportunity with this show to reach out to people. I got a little text message while we were on break from Paul. Paul's a regular caller here to the show. Paul is currently in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he was looking outside the window of his Marriott hotel and looking at 4 feet of snow, AJ. 4 feet, not 4 inches.
I'm glad he was looking at it and not us.
Exactly. 4 feet. Why do you people like that stuff? It's nasty. It gets dirty.
I grew up in it. I grew up 20 miles from the Canadian border. I've been here since a long time ago when I was 28 and never looked really back at it, although it was kind of unusual being brought up during the holidays. I never thought I'd see it. Of course, 1989, we had the snow on the ground and the ice before Christmas. I didn't think we'd ever see it here in Jacksonville, but I can't say I miss it anymore. Of course, as you get a little older, I don't know, that the cold kind of makes me a little nervous these days.
But it's fun for the first day. Would you agree
with
me?
Well, the snow looks good. I mean, people don't realize if you didn't grow up, it's you know, with modern machinery, with cars, etc., the snow gets pretty dirty after they plow it. And then it sits, and then it starts sagging, and then the soot from the automobiles, it only looks good when it is snowing. Now, if you've never been in the snow and it's really snowing, not just what Holly was talking about earlier when you had a couple little flurries, but when it's really snowing, it's a totally different ambiance outdoors. If everything gets quiet.
Right.
It's not like, you know how it's different when you walk.
It's because everybody's bundled up, and in New York, you're walking down the street. You can't scream at anybody.
But the snow actually does mask the outdoor ambiance that you hear outdoors when you walk out, you know, from a building and go outdoors. There's a certain sense of wind, et cetera. That all goes away.
Oh, really?
Unless it's a blizzard.
Except for the occasional guy who gets out and goes, damn, it's cold out here. Right?
Yeah, and then when you have to drive in it, of course, you can't put your brakes on when you're heading to an intersection. You have to just kind of
coast to a stop.
You can't.
I don't want to know that.
You can't. You can't just put your brakes on when you get to the light because you're going through the intersection.
I don't want to know that experience. Now we've started a Twitter war. Matt's now making. Matt, the answer to your question by text is because it's too expensive, and I'll leave it at that. Those of you that are listening don't know what Matt's question was, but it's because it's too expensive. Anyway, all that being said, we're trying to make this show, the last show of this year, lighthearted and without a great deal of drama with respect to the politics around us. Coming up by the end of January, Ms. Brown will be reporting to federal prison along with Ms. Wiley. She has now been denied the opportunity to stay out for an extra month to get her affairs in order. So she'll be reporting. I assume that the gentleman involved, he has not made a petition to be allowed to stay out. So I assume that, that he will be reporting on time. I think two of them report on the 8th or 9th, and then Brown reports on the 26th. So
yeah, she got a little leeway there.
She's got a little leeway to get her affairs in order and to get her wigs all boxed up because she won't be able to wear those.
And she's got a prison number too now.
Yeah, she did. I saw that. You know, never in my mind did I believe that people would be following this as much as they are. But they just as soon as she got a federal ID number for the prison system, boom, it hit the internet and pictures of her hit the internet. It's. I think that a lot of people are going to change their tones, and I'm one of them. I mean, I looked for her to be prosecuted and sent to jail. I actually thought she was going to get about 7 years. She did get 5. I think a lot of people will change their tone if her health falls off badly in prison, which I think it will at her age. Having a complete change of lifestyle, a complete change of diet, being told when she can eat, when she can sleep, where she has to go to work, and actually having to do work for a change. Here's a lady who really hasn't had to do any work for a long, long time. I think
it's
going to
be a major lifestyle.
It is.
And at her age, it is a concern. There's no doubt about it. There are some people that have no forgiveness in her case. But obviously, it would have been much better had
had it never occurred.
That never occurred, and she could have left office and held her head high and been a wonderful asset to Florida and our community.
I think had she shown a little bit more remorse, AJ, I think that she would have gotten a much, much lighter sentence. And
but she named the building.
She did name the building, and she's going to leave from that building on a white van and get transported to whatever prison that she ultimately ends up going to. And I feel for her. Back to starting next year, I'm still teasing this up. We're going to be live streaming the show on Facebook and live streaming the show to the webpage. Got another text that says, Bill, you spent the whole night, but you haven't mentioned anything relative to Trump's continuous playing of golf since he was elected. He's played more golf, apparently, this year than Obama. I'm sorry to have to inform you of this. But
I'm sorry. How many times has he gone to Hawaii on the taxpayer's dime?
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, I was going to say before that, generally, when he goes to Mar-a-Lago, heads of state and other people come and meet with him there, and he gets work done there just like previous presidents have gotten work done at Camp David. So you can kind of transpose the idea that he's not necessarily just leaving Washington to go to Mar-a-Lago to play golf, but he is actually working there. In fact, some of the biggest deals relative to getting out of the TPP, some of the things that he's done relative to formulating this tax plan have done on those days when he spent time at Mar-a-Lago. Because when you're at the White House, you're under constant scrutiny. You have a schedule that's published every day. When you're at Mar-a-Lago, the schedule is kind of a framework rather than a minute-by-minute, second-by-second event calendar for the president for that day. And so we can equate that this is a business president as opposed to the previous presidents, going back for as far as I can remember, have been politician presidents. And there's a big difference between being a politician and being a businessman. And I can tell you for a fact that we have needed a businessman in the White House for decades. And for young people today, like some of the young people we've been talking about earlier in the show, it must seem very foreign to them to see all of the hoopla that comes out against Trump. But I ask them to stand by and see how much better their life is because we have a businessman in the White House instead of a politician. Because a politician is about appeasement. A businessman is about growth. And growth is what we're getting right now. The best growth rate we've had in almost 26 years. 26 years. Unfathomable. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Holly and I are going to step away for just a minute. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Boy, coming up on about the last half hour of this year's show.
Unbelievable.
Have you got a New Year's resolution?
No.
I've got a New Year's resolution. I'm going to be kinder to people. Wait.
Guess that one's going to last a long time.
Come on now. I'm getting it from both sides. You're chiming in too, AJ? Really?
Well, I'm just...
Et tu, Brute?
I didn't say it wasn't going to. I'm just saying you're obviously getting a little skepticism there.
A little? That sounded like... Anyway, I'll keep it clean.
You have to.
You laughed.
You, me, and the FCC.
Exactly.
Whoa.
So, why do you find that? Do you feel that that's an impossible
because
task for
I
me to
know
be nice?
Bill Hay?
You know, there's a guy listening to the show, and I wish I could paraphrase what he said. Somebody said something, and my name came up, and he said, regardless of what you think of Bill, you'll never have to worry about how he feels. I'm paraphrasing that, but it came from a guy I mentioned earlier, Matt. And he happened to mention it in passing. And that's true. I don't hold back very often. You know, the last thing a woman wants to ask me is, does this dress make me look fat? Because if it does, I'm going to say yes.
Well, sometimes honesty...
Honesty is the best policy because you don't have to remember anything.
It is good to be honest, but if you're going to hurt somebody's feelings, you know, you're mature enough to know.
Oh, you're talking about being tactful.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you don't say... Oh, it looks wonderful, darling.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, that's being tactful. I stopped being tactful when I got my butt kicked for the 18,000th time in high school. There's no more tact.
Oh, okay. Wow.
There's no more filter. That's the new millennial word right now.
What's that?
Filter.
Oh, everything's got to be filtered?
Yeah, he acts with no filter. He goes off, he doesn't have a filter. I had to think about that. I was equating it to fish aquariums.
Some of these things that have come and gone in vogue... I don't know.
Are you up with the new slang, AJ?
No, not really. I'm.
Do you even care about the new slang?
Well, it's some of the stuff I pick up, but you know,
on fleek.
It's hard for me to say awesome. I mean, everybody says
I'm throwing out here on fleek. Do you have any idea what on fleek is?
I don't know.
If you're
be something to do with a fleek.
That's what I thought too. If you're dressed nice, you're on fleek.
All right. Well, every year. Every 6 months, I don't know, you know, since we've been around,
right?
There's always an in thing.
Yeah, here, let's date ourselves, AJ. I remember when bad was good. Yo, yeah. Man, you bad, man. Yeah, well, you bad.
There was a time when in songs, but everybody's having a gay old time. You don't say that too much anymore.
No, not in certain areas of town. Anyway, you're listening.
They probably don't say that in Callahan too loud.
No, they don't. No, I'm sure that I can speak for the folks up in Nassau County there. Holly's not even,
she's not even going there.
Just got this promotion, not going to lose it over a radio show. Nope, sorry. So, anyway, your new job entails what?
I'm going to be making sure that the body armor shipments go out to complete. If something's missing on an order, I'm the detective that goes and tracks down where the carrier is or where the panel set is. And in between that, I'll be doing facility tours for police agencies that want to come up and take a look at the plant.
You sell flashlights over there?
We do not.
Oh, good, because you don't sell a flashlight like this. You know, I've always been kind of a nerdy.
Is that the atomic beam?
No, it's not the atomic beam. You know, Richard Nunn said that. Did you? Rich said that the other day at breakfast. He said, did you fall victim to buying something off the internet? Well, yeah, it did come off the internet. No, I didn't buy it. Someone bought it for me. I was going to buy one, but it's not the atomic beam. This is, you know, I got lots of flashlights. I got the big 6-cell mag light that doubles as a billy club, and then the little 2-cell, and I've got some scuba diving lights and things like this, but this is something Matt got me out at the airport, and you know, it's got the colored beam so that you don't lose your night vision when you're in the cockpit, but it also has the bright white LED, and I've never been one of those nerdy kind of guys. In high school, I had a pocket protector with multiple different colored pins and a little calculator thing attached to my belt. You remember those days.
Whenever I see
Holly and I went to the same high school, so...
I am reminded of something a very wise police officer once told me. Never carry a flashlight that's so large you don't want to be violated with it.
Wow.
Because bad guys will take away that billy club size mag light and bean you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And some other bad guys will try to do other things with it that cannot be named on the radio. And so we have lots of nice small flashlights around my house.
You know, if you're a police officer and you're concerned about that, then maybe you should have chose being a postman or something instead of a police officer. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, I've seen...
Because I'm looking at Steve Zona in my mind's eye, and then, of course, Randy Wise from the fire department, and I'm thinking, no.
Is this the same Randy Wise that held up a very small fish today and said the fishing was great, and it was probably no bigger than the size of my hand? So.
No, he can't,
he's a pretty big guy, though.
He is a huge... He's like a moving wall. He is the most intimidating.
I don't care. That was still a small fish.
It was a very small...
I hope that thing went back.
Bass. It did. I texted him. He was... getting in on the email chat relative to helicopter pilots being gods, and he was texting.
Well,
back
I don't
and
know what
there.
Was going on today because my brother-in-law also went fishing, but the bass he caught were quite a bit larger than what Randy was. And my brother-in-law is only about
yeah, but wasn't he fishing in Publix?
11. So
in the frozen food section of Publix.
No, my brother-in-law is a big bass fisherman.
All right, so I've had three different text messages coming in asking me about whether or not I'm going to eat crow. Because the last 2 years I've done nothing but disparage the Jaguars. And the answer, all three people, unrelated, all want to know if I'm going to capitulate on the Jaguars. And no, I'm not. They've gone to the playoffs. They're in the playoffs for one game. It's one and done. You watch.
But how do you really feel about this?
My victory will be so much better off when they get smothered 50-4 or something in their playoff game, and all of these people that are now on the Jags bandwagon and they're out buying clothes.
Ooh,
and they're
uncovering seats. Who cares?
Right. For the last 10 years.
You do not reward bad behavior.
No, and I agree that. There was a banner suggested to be flown, and it may be flown over the playoff game that says playoffs. Does not playoffs and then the not equal sign apology, and I think that would be a good banner to be flown, and it'll tell the players if they don't care.
No,
they really don't care.
No,
all they care about is doing their hour on the field and then going and getting in their Maserati and heading out to whatever place they're going to go and have a party at. But I'd be the biggest supporter of the Jaguars. I really would. I'd heal my evil ways out there, folks. I'd get down on my knees and beg forgiveness from the great God Shad Khan if they would please just be self-sufficient. If they just be self-sufficient. If they didn't come with their hands out. This guy's a multi-billionaire. But yet he always seems to have to need help from the city. And I've heard from back channels that he's really upset that there's an offer on the table to Amazon to give away 200 acres of that prime waterfront downtown to them instead of to him. I've heard that back channels that he's extremely upset and has made several phone calls to the administration to voice his disapproval.
Well, I had heard that was over and done with, that Amazon had already decided they weren't coming here.
Well, even if they have decided that they're not coming here, the fact that they had included that 200 acres without really asking Mother May I.
Wasn't it 50,000 jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a bit more than what the Jaguars could ever hope to
accomplish.
But when
you think about 50,000 jobs, that's a big nut to crack. I just can't grasp that number. I can't grasp an employer. Maybe CSX comes close to 50,000 jobs here in Jacksonville. I just can't grasp 50,000 jobs from one employer.
I just can't see the traffic being increased exponentially downtown in the construction zone area of the state that we are down on 95. I just can't see anything going in that will bring that much traffic, that many people. I just don't see it.
Well,
don't see it happening.
A lot of times these figures are completely optimistic. When we thought about what revenues were going to be brought to the city of Jacksonville, they're going to be running a repeat of Channel 4's program called Destiny, about this small town in the South securing an NFL franchise. You know, great. We secured that franchise. Thank you to the Weavers. Thank you to Mayor Austin, who got behind all this, and some of the other city leaders to get us a franchise. But I really, truly believe that those folks that were part of the initial effort to get a team here sold our souls to get a team here and gave them a 29-year contract. And that 29-year contract has been bore over to Shad Khan when he purchased the team. He got all of those benefits. And I will tell you that when it comes right down to it, very few team owners are going to come back to the table and want less. It just doesn't happen. Generally, when you come back for negotiations, you're going to be negotiating for more money. I've never had an employee walk in and say, hey, boss, I'd like to talk to you about getting a reduction in my salary. I don't think we're going to see Shad Khan walk into the negotiating table and say, hey, I want to talk to you about making less money off of the city during the next contract for the team. But it remains to be seen. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Marty, I know you're on hold. I'm going to come to you next, and the phone lines are starting to fill up. 222-TALK, 222-8255. If you'd like to reach us on Facebook, as 17 of you have in this last segment, I'm going to try and read your comments now while we're on this break. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly, or you can email me, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back.
Now in Jacksonville. Hey,
hey. Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and Holly joining me. Holly, I'm offended. I truly am of the comments that we had there, and I've got comments coming in on my phone from listeners who have my phone number. They're all laugh. I mean, when someone made a New Year's resolution that they were going to lose weight, would you laugh at them? Would you despair them?
You resemble that remark. Nice try.
I mean, people are saying nicer, ha, ha, ha. Joni, our coveted field producer, the nicest, sweetest lady on earth who goes out there and ferrets out stories for us to talk about, says, what are you smoking? Did you get a prescription for medical marijuana? What? I mean, do I come off that way? Cold, hard-hearted?
Yes.
Mean?
Yes.
Good. There you go.
You don't want to change your persona. Now it's working.
No, it is. Apparently it is. Let's go down the phones. Marty's on the line. Marty, the man with the record for having called us from a fjord in Norway.
I still weigh it. Hi, Holly.
Hey,
and,
Marty.
I just want to say that who in their right mind would be listening to talk radio on Saturday? I would. Because you're the man, as one lesbian said to another, you're the man. And, but I just want to mention a few things. Number one, anybody out there who thinks that this is cold weather, come over to my place, especially the men, and I'll give you some pink underwear. Because I was checking on WXUSA. New York is going to be like 10 degrees. It's going to be kind of cool. What I wanted to call up to say, I think I do this every year, is I wish everybody from the radio family, I know we disagree, some of us disagree, and some of us have the sense to realize later on that, look, you were wrong, but we still love you, okay? But the thing about it is I want everybody to be safe. I know New Year's Eve is tomorrow. And to me, the best New Year's Eve is when you're at home and you're saying, you know what, last night was so boring, you know, because truthfully, I'm a little bit older than you, Bill, and I used to watch when I was a kid New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo.
Yep.
And it was a different New Year's Eve. I called up my mother every year to say Happy New Year. My mother left us about 4 weeks ago. She was 97 and a half, and she passed away. But the thing is that now it's like New Year's Eve with Mariah Carey and the guys that are either bare-chested or whatever. To me, it's not the same thing. So I just wish for everybody out there in the radio family to have a safe one. And then when you start up again next year, we're going to start arguing again. But just remember one thing, and I want to ask you something, Bill. When is your next gripe night
going to
be?
Holly is going to schedule that right after the first of the year and after I get back from Washington, D.C. So it'll probably one of the last weekends in January. We've got to talk to Yvonne.
Even though you're wrong politically, we still love you. So everybody have a safe, happy, and healthy new year.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Marty.
Same to you and to you
Talk
and your family.
You next year.
See you, buddy.
Thank
next
you.
Year. What a great guy. All around fantastic guy. Marty is an incredible man with a wealth of wisdom. He's a huge guy, but yet he loves all animals and birds and just really absolutely loves St. Augustine and where he lives. And, we have a great radio family, and I'm hoping to expand on that coming up this year by doing the live Facebooking broadcast and also the live web streaming. I'm hoping that we'll be able to encourage more people to come on board and give a listen. And I just told Matt, here, give me 5 minutes, and I'll make you a listener, and he's been on for about 20. And I want to tell you something else before we get to the other people. Deborah, I know you're on hold, and Blake, I'll get right to you. But, I cherish now, because of not having any kids, and I don't cherish the fact that I don't have any kids, but I cherish now the relationships that I have with younger people like Parker and Harold and Matt and those people, because when Marty mentions Guy Lombardo, I can look at AJ and say, AJ, you remember Guy Lombardo?
Yes.
Guy
Lumbago.
Can you tell me the name of his band?
Oh, the Canadian Royals.
There you go. Okay. So, see, that kind of stuff is being lost. And people like Matt and Parker and Harold.
Society was different. The outlook was different. Everything's kind of got to be upbeat and stuff. But,
right.
Orchestras back in those days and big bands, they were in.
And things we did look forward to every year. Charlie Brown's Christmas. It wasn't the holidays, really, until Charlie Brown's Christmas came on. And now it's old guys.
I'm kind of glad we grew up in the time we did. I'm a little older than you, But
not by much.
If you grew up in the 60s, in the 70s, then things were a lot more family oriented.
Right. We had.
So I think we were kind of lucky.
We sat around the TV, watched Perry Como. We watched Pat Boone. We watched
the Beverly Hillbillies.
Dean Martin. But they all had Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah. Dean Martin did. And, of course, the Ed Sullivan Show was a staple on Sunday night. Then you watched Bonanza after that.
And The Wonderful World of Disney.
That was at 7 o'clock.
And gosh, we're going back, but Wild Kingdom.
Mutual of Omaha's
Wild Kingdom.
Marlon Perkins.
There you see?
So, all the guys that are these,
see, now,
these young people
are
sitting there listening
to us. I
wasn't
allowed to stay up and watch Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan came on if it came on and I wasn't already ready for bed.
It was on at 8 o'clock.
Katie barred the door.
But there's value in those shows that I hope that some people in the younger age group are going back and listening to. There's value in people like the Carol Burnett Show. And I'm sure that we look at people like, what is the show that I was so happy was canceled? Two Broke Girls. What a useless piece of TV trash. Truly, useless TV trash. But there are people in their 20s that think that that's the best show.
It was a lot of cheap one-liners, basically.
Exactly. But there were a lot of people in that 20-something age group that would stay home just to watch that show. I never realized until it was off the air the value of watching Last Man Standing. What a great show. And they say it was taken off the air because Tim Allen was constantly dissing on President Obama. And, I can see why they would feel that way, because it is definitely a conservative show with a lot of shots on the Democrats, a lot of shots on Hillary, a lot of shots on Obama. But it's all done in a good way, in a kind of a really congealed context. Let's go to the phones now and bring up Deborah. Deborah, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Well, thank you. Happy belated Christmas. Actually, we just got back from D.C. While we were up there, we were at Arlington Cemetery taking pictures of the wreaths on the tombstone, including my father-in-law, and unfortunately my grandfather doesn't have one because he has a star, David, but his wife, Nexon, had one. That being said, going to the Jags game, I need to know if this rumor is true, because what I heard up in D.C., that the owner of the Patriots sent Sean a box of lobster for the loss to San Francisco. Is that true?
I do not know. I haven't heard that rumor.
Well, that's what was the rumor that was going on up in D.C. In other words, they were thanking the Jags for losing for the Patriots.
Hmm. I you know, the Jags may, the Jags don't have to throw a game. They just have to show up to lose.
But another comment I like to make, you're talking about the young people. I come across young people all the time. I'm traveling, and they are just yearning for to know the history of what America was really like, and some of them are very, very promising that's coming up. But you missed one television program that I'm surprised that you didn't say was Sky King.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the aviation world, when you look at things like Sky King, you kind of get a laugh that right. You know, he would throw a rope out the window of an Apache.
Where's Penny?
Yeah.
But one of the movies, and I've commented on this, why I became an air traffic controller was actually The High and the Mighty with John Wayne.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in fact, Matt watched the John Wayne, what do you call it when it's one after another after another?
Marathon.
Marathon. It had to do with running, so obviously I wouldn't know anything about that. A John Wayne marathon this weekend. But, yeah, you're right, The High and the Mighty and all of those. There are no more John Waynes anymore, Deborah.
I don't know. I think we have one in the White House, don't we?
Yeah, we do now. We do now. Takes
So what are you going? When are you heading up to D.C.? Like I said, I just got back. I do have to return.
The 8th through the 12th. I do the 8th through the 12th. I do a hit on the 9th, and then which in TV in radio thing is I do an appearance on the 9th, and then I've been promised a behind the scenes Capitol tour by a representative here, and we'll talk about that when I get back. I don't want to drop names right
that'll
now.
That'll be on my birthday. So, but
happy
my
birthday.
Well, thank you, but actually that's Richard Nixon's birthday as well, so we won't talk about that.
A great day to share. Nixon didn't do anything wrong that other people haven't done. He just got caught at it.
That's true. So happy New Year, and I'll see you guys later, okay?
All right, thanks, Deborah. I appreciate it. And Blake, I know you're on hold. I'll get to you just as soon as we come back from this break. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we've got about 23 people I've got to get back to comments on. Thanks to all you guys that are out there listening. We're ending this show this year with a kinder, gentler Bill Hay. We'll get right back into the complicated issues of corruption and, oh, wow, I talk about corruption and Barack Obama's picture winds up here on the feed. Do you think that in our lifetime we will see an indictment for Hillary Clinton?
Probably not. But then again, I said the same thing about Corrine Brown, so you never know.
It's a big foundation, that Clinton Foundation. I can't believe that they're doing everything right. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're in the last 11 minutes of the show, and fittingly, we will end it with a phone call from Blake. Blake, welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, Bill. First of all, I want to thank you for all the work we did together back on the HRO debate back at the beginning of the year. Spending a lot of time on the radio show with you. Most importantly, though, I want to wish you a happy new year.
Well, thank you. And same to you and yours.
There as well.
Oh, thank you, Blake.
Absolutely. So that was the essence of the call. And so, yeah, I was coming back from the boat parade. I had the opportunity to turn on the radio and listen to some of your comments. Did I hear you? Are you still... where do you stand with regards to boycotting the NFL?
I haven't watched a game since the London debacle, I don't feel bad about it. I mean, tomorrow instead of watching games, I'll be out at the airport doing something.
It's me too.
Yeah,
I won't be out there, but yeah.
Yeah, I got hooked up into the NFL, and don't get me wrong, I'd love to still be watching one game or something, but you know it. If we continue to reward bad behavior, sure, it's going to be a sellout crowd for the playoff game. They've uncovered 3,500 seats. They've sold 1,200 standing room only seats.
Right.
You know, it's great. It's their time to shine. I'm happy for the folks that are going to go and enjoy the game. But at the same time, I can't be someone that rewards bad behavior. And I've watched a lot of friends through the Facebook feeds that have said in the beginning, oh, yeah, we're right there with you. It's all about the boycott. They disrespected us here in a Navy town. And then as the winds started to roll in and now with the playoffs going, those same people are the ones that are in line at Walmart to get their team jersey, and they're the ones that are, you know, dialing their phones feverishly trying to get tickets, you know, when they uncovered the seats. And so, you know, everyone has to live their own life. Mine is right. I want to try and live a principled life that says I'm going to stick to something when I make this kind of agreement. And I will go back to watching NFL football in our town. I might go back to watching NFL football if some of the team owners grow a pair and decide to tell their players, which are actually their employees, how to govern themselves when they are on the company clock. There are, you know, you can't go into Walmart and express your political views while you're on the clock because you work for Walmart. You can't do it at Sears. You can't do it at McDonald's. You can't do it anywhere else. But apparently in the NFL, you can, you know, express your views while you're on the clock, and the owners that support you, they'll get behind you. And we reward them by spending millions and millions of dollars watching some of the highest paid individuals in our country, some of the highest paid individuals in our country disrespect a lot of our police officers, a lot of our military veterans by kneeling during our national anthem because they say they're protesting income inequality. That is the most stupid thing I have ever heard. And I've heard a lot of stupid things. But to say, oh, I'm going to protest income inequality when I am one of the highest paid people in the United States. Right. How are we supposed to get behind that?
Well, and that's magnified by the fact that there have been some righteous demonstrations or righteous attempts to righteously support things like the 9/11. There had some 9/11 socks and things here and there, and there's something about spousal abuse and all that, and they quashed all of that. When those were things which were deserving of support,
right?
And yet they come along and they do that. So
the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's one of the things I wanted to lift you up for that, because you're absolutely right. Now, you know, Bill Bennett made a comment one time. He said the good thing about the American people is that they have a short memory, and the bad thing about American people is they have a short memory.
Yep.
And from my standpoint, what I see here in Duval County is that there is a very significant issue that's being glossed over simply because the Jaguars are winning.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Well, what is your plan? You're going to stay home for the New Year's and watch the ball drop?
Yeah, a long time ago, back in the early 80s, I was driving home down in Miami, and I saw three accidents on the way home that were fatal accidents. So I decided to learn the lesson the easy way, and that was to make sure that I was off the road for that night.
Excellent. All right. Well, Blake, I appreciate you calling in. Yeah. Thank you, and have a blessed 2018. Look forward to hearing from you after the new year. Yeah, Blake Harper calling in, longtime listener. Doesn't call as much as he used to. I think he still calls Ed Dean in the morning. Another great guy here on the show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9.
Yeah, he's been off for the past week.
Well, yeah, in between all the real stars, you know, they take this week off.
Well,
yeah.
Some people think he was off before that.
He's off
well,
a little bit. He's off a little bit every day. Yeah. Always high energy show 6 to 9 on Monday through Friday here with the Ed Dean Radio Show. So he's been taking and enjoying, and he'll be back. I would say Tuesday, back from vacation, raring to go. Everybody's going to take Monday off. The big names, Savage has been off for a little bit. So, yeah, talk radio is on sabbatical during the holiday, and it's a nice time. You know, I mean, what is somebody like me? I took off the night before Christmas. You know,
and in the immortal words of Marty, last weekend when I was off, I actually, it was supposed to be a celebration weekend for my husband's birthday, and I got sick. And so not a whole lot of fun you can have in St. Augustine and Orlando and
when
all these
sick.
Places. Yeah, when you don't feel good.
Did you reschedule it?
Not sure yet. Haven't quite decided whether we want to do something next month, since next month starts on Monday, or if we want to just wait and put it off. We've got a cousin that just moved. His wife got a job, and they're moving to the Caymans.
Wow.
and they've invited us to come stay with them this summer. And my brother is one of those few people that still has a timeshare, and he has a timeshare in the Keys and has invited us to go back to the Keys.
You know, it's happening. We had someone that you and I went to school with had a divorce. Amicable divorce, I guess, after 22 years. I don't know how you can have an amicable divorce after 22 years. I mean, you've just spent 22 years of your life with somebody, and then all of a sudden you got to start over again. I guess people do it. I just don't start from the beginning, and then see, I get 56 years of my whole paycheck. Anyway, she took off. She's now living in the Keys. Another buddy of mine, childhood friend, known him since I was 10 years old. He has gone through a separation. He now lives in St. Croix, invited me to come down to St. Croix and spend time down there. I don't know how much is still there after the hurricane, but invited me to come down there. So, yeah, there's all sorts of – this new year
Man,
gives us a chance.
Man, you guys are getting around.
Yeah, well, the, you know, the new year gives us a chance to start over and do new things, and so
– I was invited to Green Cove. I mean, you know, I don't get around like you guys.
Well, you know, I'm couch surfing, AJ. I'm couch surfing. Somebody says, hey, come on down. Spend some time. That's a millennial thing. You know, that's popular. Do you know what that is? Couch surfing?
Couch surfing.
Yep. These young people, I know I'm going to get, I keep saying these young people. I'm talking about people like Matt and
these
Parker, Harold and things.
These youngins.
We sound so old. I'm a 90-year-old guy. In fact, we had a text message came in. Shelley said, Bill, you need to impart on some of these young people your political knowledge because that will help them make the right decisions in the future. Most young people, I think the percentage of people that are involved in politics by age is getting less and less. I think very few.
I don't know, though. Look at the late night talk shows have turned into, you know, political.
Well, those are bash fest.
I mean, yeah, they are. I mean, they saw an easy target with Trump, and apparently I don't like it. But
I don't like it either, but, you know, it's a late night talk show. I mean, very few of those people that actually listen to those late night talk shows actually show up at the voting booth. I bet if I could ask a lot of the young people at the airport, hey, show me your voter's registration card. I bet less than a third of them probably have a voter ID. And that's really a shame. Regardless of whether you vote the same way I do or not, just get out and vote. You can't complain if you don't participate.
I met some really great young people when our friend Wes White was running for state attorney. And he had some folks that were on the team that were in college at UNF. Registered Republicans, great guys. And they're still active in the Republican Party. One of them now lives in D.C., and one of them is still here finishing up his degree. But both big Trump supporters, and did my heart good to know that there were young people out there that were smart and active. And
I try to pass along to young people every opportunity I get that even if you don't decide to vote the same way I do, even if you don't decide to become a Republican, if you just decide to do something, to take a part, trust me, if you decide you want to be a Democrat and you're a young person, I'll find somebody else that'll cancel your vote. You know, I can usually bring in two or three for every one that goes over to the dark side. But when you truly think about it, when you take all the passion out, you take all the news out, you take all the hype out, and you just look at which one is best for you as a taxpayer and as a citizen of the United States, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find that the Democratic way of giveaway. Because trust me, nothing's for free.
And somebody's got to pay for it eventually.
Somebody's got to pay for it eventually. Hey, we're closing out this year's show, and I've got a few more minutes to tell you guys, if you're out there partying, please be safe. Uber is available. Eddie Farah is offering free rides. Take them. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll see you next year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.